שיר נאמבר 29. The תשובה of ראש השנה. ראש השנה is a special day. ראש השנה, יום כיפור, all עשרת ימי תשובה, but ראש השנה is a very special day for תשובה. The Rambam teaches us in פרק בייס from הלכות תשובה, הלכה וב, אף על פי שהתשובה והצעקה יפה לעולם, doing תשובה in crying, דבני את הקדוש ברוך הוא, is always good and always nice, בעשור היומים שבין ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים היא יפה ביוסר. This 10 days that start from Aleph Tishrei, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, till Yom Kippur, till Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur, it's very nice. ומסקבלס עם יד, accepted immediately, שנאמר דירשו השם בימצוי, and it's ביוחיד, and that's why, says the Rambam, that everyone knows that we מחזק ourselves in doing tshuva in these days. But there is also something very interesting about the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. First of all, both together, the Reb Shlomo Kluger and the Sefer Keilas Yaakov and Drush Rosh Hashanah, Drush Daled, comes with a big chiddush with a lot of rayas to say that even always there was a darge of tzaddik, right? A degree of a tzaddik, someone that always was a tzaddik, and there was someone about tshuva. And Baal Tshuva, we say, the Rambam teaches us, yeah, the Ma'ala of Baal Tshuva is even more than a tzaddik, but basically it's a machlokes in Gemara. Rabba Avohu, the Rabbi Yochanan, the darge of a tzaddik more than a Baal Tshuva, or Baal Tshuva more tzaddik, a famous argument about Baal Tshuva versus tzaddik, who's more. And the Maharal explains that they have, it's like two mahalchim, because you have, there is something by Baal Tshuva more than the tzaddik, conquers his passion, the Kovash is Yitzroy, and there was a dog of tzaddik that is clean, is pure, he never sinned. And a tzaddik meikore, he was always a tzaddik, and it's also a madreg, and that's why it was the argument in the Gemara between Rebbe Avohu and Rabbi Yochanan, which degree is more a tzaddik of Baal Tshuva. But Rabbi Shlomo Kluger wants to say that as someone that does tshuva, these days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he has a mile of a tzaddik meikore. The whole year, if you do tshuva, then you are in darge of a bal tshuva. That's a machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan, with Rabbi Avohu, if it's a bal tshuva more than a tzaddik more than a bal tshuva. But if you do tshuva this day of Rosh Hashanah, you can't darge of tzaddik meikore, that's even more than a darge of bal tshuva, lekule alme, lekule adayos. Everyone agrees that this darge is more, and that's a chiddush from Reb Shlomo Kluger. But there is a difference between the darge, the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah and the tshuva of Yom Kippurim. It's also from Reb Shlomo Kluger, and also more Sforim speak about it. Yom Kippur, we go back to the actions we did till today, the thoughts we fought, the words we spoke the whole year and years before, and we do tshuva and everything what we did. Rosh Hashanah, the action of tshuva, the way of tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is not going back to what we did the whole year and start thinking about it and start saying vidui. Rosh Hashanah we say no vidui, right? Not only if Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, always Rosh Hashanah we don't say vidui. Rosh Hashanah, what are our prayers? What's our tefillas? Meloi chal kol ha'olam kuloi b'chvoidecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king of the world and he's my private king. I'm making a melech on my body, on my heart, on my eyes, on my thoughts, on my mind, and myself, and what I am, and my neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my king. That's the avoide of Rosh Hashanah. Meloi chal kol ha'olam kuloi b'chvoidecha. Uvechein, and we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, take away from us even the b'chire that the Sfasema speaks about a lot. Take away from us our b'chire. Tein pach decho. Give us pachad. Give us fear. Bring us close to you, even if we not so good about it. And if we will try to be good, it will not always work like it's supposed to be. We're coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking him for being close with him. Asking him for dveikus. And we asking him, Ribbono shel Olam, connect us to you, tie us to you, make us close to you, even that we're not so good and we don't know even how to do it in the right way. That's Rosh Hashanah. It's a different way of tshuva. They call it in Sfarim like a tshuva of a ger, someone that converts to Judaism, right? Say, till today he was a guy, and now he goes to the mikveh, and he turns to the mikveh, if it's a zachor, so he needs also bris milah, if not, so it's only a mikveh, and he becomes a yid. And becomes a yid, it's everything what was till today, It means nothing. It's like Ketinoik Shanoilad. And there was a lot of rayas that also about Shuvas Ketinoik Shanoilad. It's about on a prioret, and there was Midrashim, and we spoke about it once before. But there was Bal Shuvas also Ketinoik Shanoilad. What was till today is one thing. It's erased. It means nothing. From now, a new person became aware. And that happens. Basically, that's the Tshuva Rosh Hashanah. Not to go into what I did and why I did. Only from now on, I'm a tzaddik. Ribbono shel Olam, you are my king. This is the day of the coronation, yeah, that we machtir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we bring us and ourselves as a melech, and he's our king, and we ask him, Ribbono shel Olam, help us that we should last with it, and we should have the pachad of you, and yiras shamayim, like it's supposed to be, to continue on. And that's what Rosh Hashanah brings us, and be'ezer Hashem we should be zoiche, to be machtir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamlichem anos, and be zoiche to Hashanah Toiva, umesukah.